Hello, and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm Tommy Savoia.
And I'm Tia Savoia.
This is a podcast about Nintendo gaming and news. Today, we're going to talk about Pokken Tournament that was announced for Wii U. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com. You can visit our forums at nintendoteens.com/forums, and please visit our website at www.nintendoteens.com, where you can read our blog and listen to our podcast. So, you know the arcade fighting game that has been in Japan for the past, what, year?
I haven't been keeping track of how long.
Yeah, me either, but it's coming to the U.S. in, I think, Dave and Buster's, and we go there sometimes, so it's a good place to put it. But the thing is, people have kind of already guessed that there's going to be a Wii U version coming, and Nintendo has recently confirmed that, maybe about a month ago. They announced that Pokken Tournament is coming to the Wii U in a console release 2016, I think. I'm not sure which quarter, but
yet another thing to wait for 2016.
A lot of Pokemon going on this year. Or next year, actually. I'm really excited for it because I love fighting games and
and it's Pokemon. Yeah. A Pokemon fighting game.
Yeah, that's something I've been looking for a long time. And it's more of, not really Smash Brothers, but more of Tekken. Well, obviously Tekken, since it's named after Tekken. But it's got some of the characters that the arcade version has, but it adds a new one, Pikachu Libre, which is a wrestler version of Pikachu, a female Pikachu, by the way, because it has the heart tail.
Actually, yeah, that's the from the cosplay Pikachu in X and Y. That's one of the forms. Yeah, they have I don't think you know about this, but they
X and Y.
Not X and Y, what am I saying? Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Did I miss something in that game?
No, it's an Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. There's a Pikachu you can get for Pokemon contests, and you can change the costume based off of which contest you're going to go in. And I think that one that's going to be in Pokken Tournament is the one for the tough contests.
Okay, so, and it's a separate Pikachu, by the way. So it's not like it's a skin swap or something.
Yeah, it's like its own Pikachu, but I think it's considered, like, you know, some form of Pikachu.
Well, yeah.
But it's like,
it's going to have more physical attacks than electric attacks, I bet. So it's going to join the previously announced Pikachu, Charizard, Machamp, Suicune, Gardevoir, Weavile, Gengar, Lucario, and soon to arrive Blaziken. I'm not sure if Blaziken's arrived in the arcade version yet.
Well, not really it. This Pikachu we know is a she.
Yeah. Hopefully more fighters will be announced when the Wii U release gets closer. I hope so. You just can't have, like, only 10 fighters in a fighting game.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's going to be a bigger roster. It sounds like, you know, a bigger roster would make more sense, especially for the Wii U version.
So, Pokken is rumored to have amiibo support. I don't think for the, well, maybe for the arcade machines. But according to the European version of the arcade machines, Pokken's supposed to have amiibo support, but it remains unconfirmed. This is weird. I don't know if it means for the console release or if it actually is on the arcade, because bringing around a little figurine to an arcade, slap on your arcade machine, it's kind of unusual, but it's not out of Nintendo's realm, obviously.
It should be an interesting twist, I guess, a new thing to arcade games, but then again, you could risk losing the amiibo at the arcade.
Now, I've heard that the fighting style in Pokken is pretty watered down compared to Tekken or Street Fighter. It's going for a younger audience, I think, or more of a Nintendo-focused audience, which Nintendo doesn't make, like, you know, super, well, okay, there's Smash Brothers, but with a Pokemon fighting game, it's not going to get as deep as Tekken, because it doesn't have fighting roots. Hopefully they'll flesh it out when the console release comes by. They just can't have a watered-down fighting game.
Well, it's a Pokemon mix. Like, because, you know, they have, like, Pokemon-based moves and stuff. I guess they had to kind of mix that with a bit of the simplicity of the battling style of the Pokemon games.
Well, it looks cool. It looks like it's a fully 3D fighting game where it's, like, the graphics look amazing, by the way. And the effects look awesome. And there's assist Pokemon. But what I want to know is that, will Greninja be in? Because all the other fighters at least Pikachu and Charizard and Lucario, that were in Smash Brothers are in this one. And I hope Greninja gets in, because I think Frogadier is a assist Pokemon in that game. I don't know if that negates his chances or what.
Frogadier? I thought it was pronounced Frogadier or something.
Frogadier. I don't remember.
I would be able to know if I still watch the anime. Yeah, it's like,
I don't even know if they're pronouncing stuff right in the anime either.
Well, they have pronounced stuff wrong in the anime before, and they called, like, I don't know, it was either Kadabra or Alakazam, and they...
What do they call it, like, Alakazam?
No, they called it, like, Abra or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, some things get lost in translation.
Yeah. Or maybe that was just a scene where Ash was being stupid. But anyways, yeah, I wouldn't... Well, if they are going to put Greninja in there, I wouldn't be surprised if they stuffed Jigglypuff in there, too.
Eh, I don't really think... In Smash Bros. It makes sense, because there's a lot of absurd fighters. But with Pokken, she got to have a lot of, like, awesome, you know, like, really flashy moves, and it's kind of hard to pull off when your limbs are only 2 inches long.
Yeah, and Jigglypuff, if Jigglypuff's going to be in there, Jigglypuff would probably be, like...
Like a support, Joe character?
No, like a support Pokemon or something where, like, it hops in and uses Sing or something.
It'd be hilarious. They put in Pichu. Because Pichu was like a Joe character in Melee.
He hurt
himself every time he used electric attacks, and half of Pikachu's arsenal is electric attacks. So, what I think that they should add in the console release is a full-out story mode. I know fighting games don't always have the best story modes. Some of them have pretty good story modes, but that's not the main focus. Doesn't the arcade release have a story mode? Because wasn't there like a Crom Town or something?
Yeah, I think it does have some kind of story mode. Like the first thing when like there was like this photo revealed of Crom Town, like I saw people joking about it. I even make jokes about it myself. Crom Town, you know, from Fire Emblem Awakening, Crom. But I'm thinking that if they are gonna put a story mode in the Wii U version. I'm not sure how they're going to do it. It's probably just going to be really similar to the arcade version or something. Hopefully it won't be that, like, I don't know, it won't be, like, so, I don't know how to explain it. But, you
watered
know, something
down.
With, yeah, so watered down, like, with, like, just random, almost pointless quick time events like Injustice has or something.
Oh, those.
Yeah, those quick time events just bothered me. I didn't like them. They were boring. I wasn't playing it. I was watching you play it, but they looked really boring and pointless to me.
So, Pokken. Really excited for that. Also excited for Pokemon Go. If you watched the previous episode, please do. And I guess that's about it for this week. Pretty short episode, but at least got something to cover. So, if you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at nintendoteens.com. And if you're not a member, please sign up for our forums community at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. And please take a visit to our website, nintendoteens.com, where you can read our blog and access our podcast. And you can also subscribe to us on Nintendo Teens, the Nintendo Teens podcast, you know, on iTunes, techpodcast.com, Blueberry, or on Stitcher Radio. So go ahead and check those out. And do you have any other closing comments, too?
Yeah, this is a short episode.
Yeah, it was. Our theme music is Presenterator by Kevin MacLeod, courtesy of Incomptech.com. So that's it for our show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening. So until next time, stay in the game.